Half the Label presents Sounds of Unfathomable Horror, written and produced by Jay Magilton and Patrick Adair. Volume 1.
Boys, settle down. Keep your eyes on the trees, all right? We're gonna get through this jungle. Make it back to base camp.
Oh, gee, Cap. I don't know about this.
Don't worry, Gronkowski. You've only got a week left, and then you got to go back home stateside. Lucky son bitch.
Hey, yo, guys. Look what I found in Gronkowski's backpack.
It's a picture of a girl, and she's a looker.
Hey, come on. Give it back. Give it back.
Keep away.
Get off. Give me the photo. Give me it back.
All right, quiet down, troop. Sergeant, get me that photograph.
All right, sir.
Holy smokes. That's your girl, Gronkowski?
Cap, please give it back.
Hot damn. I always had you down as a sissy boy. That's some pretty legs on her. You're all right by me.
Thanks, Sarge. It means a lot, but please give me it back.
All right, Gronkowski. Here you
go. Fire from the trees!
Get down!
Sir, I don't see anything!
44! Nothing!
I can't see nothing, sir! I can't see nothing!
We got Charlie all over!
Sergeant, take your men down the left. I want airstrikes on that.
Oh, my God.
Gronkowski! It's all right, Gronkowski. Just lay down there. Medic!
They got me, Sarge. They got me.
You're all right, Private. You're going to be all right.
I don't think I'm going to make it, Sarge.
Just stop squirming there, Private. We're going to get you home, all right? Somebody get me a goddamn medic!
Sarge, if I don't make it...
Quiet now, Private. Conserve your energy. I'm going to make sure that this girl that you have, Picturo, I'm going to find her. I'm going to find her, and I'm going to let her know just what a goddamn American hero you were, son. Somebody get me a goddamn medic!
Actually, no, I don't want...
As God is my witness, if I have to hand her your Medal of Honor myself, that's what I'm gonna do. Now tell me, Private, who is she? Give me a name.
Sarge, I don't think you understand.
Damn it, Gronkowski! I will not let you just be another dog tag I gotta take home to your mama. Now tell me, Private, that is an order. Who is she?
There's something you need to know, Captain.
Tell me, Private, please.
That girl in the photograph.
Yeah?
It's me.
What?
The girl in the photograph. It's me.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said anything.
Oh, no, that's cool. That's like your thing, you know? I'm not judging you. Like, you do you, bro, you know?
You don't think any different of me or anything now, do you, Cap?
Me? Oh, no. It's just, you know, it's like your hobby and shit, you know? That's fine. It's cool. I don't care.
It's just, it really feels like, you know, you've kind of changed. You're not even looking at me right now anymore.
Huh? No. I'm just, like, really sad about, like, you and stuff. Right. Well, I gotta go. There's, like,
Oh, God. I can feel it coming.
All right. I guess we're doing this.
Will you hold my hand?
Your
hand right there.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Here.
Thank you, Captain.
Don't mention it.
Sarge, I think it's time. I think I'm going now.
Okay. Bye.
Sarge?
Yeah?
You're not going to tell anyone about this, are you?
About that? No! Nah, fuck no, bro. That's like, think your thing, you know? Like, I don't want to judge, you know? This is between you and me. You know, like, you know, I'm cool. I'm a progressive guy, I like to think. I know what you're thinking, you know, big guy, big muscles, couple of tattoos, but, you know, I got a sensitive side too, you know? You know, when I get like a new private in the platoon, you know, I don't see black guy, white guy, guy who dresses like a girl. You know, they're all cool by me, you know? Growing up in a Lutheran household with a Jewish mom, you know, that was tough. You ever know what it's like to go to a country club and your dad can get in, but your mom can't? Church camp was tough for me. A lot of memories. None of them good. I couldn't look the chef in the eye for 3 weeks. I think that was the first time I ever looked at myself and thought, you need to grow up. Start making some changes in your life, because your dad ain't gonna do it for you. You know what, Gronkowski? Some days I wake up and I think, how could there be a God that made such horrible violence? But then I look around at the world and I think, how can there not be a God, you know? Wow. I feel great. Oh my God, I got so much off my chest. Oh shit, the war. Oh, I totally forgot about it. Oh my God, they're gonna kill me. Oh, sorry, bro. You must have fallen asleep. Anyway, this was great. I'm gonna go shoot the shit. But, you want someone to talk to, Gronkowski? You know I'm right here. See ya!
You've reached the answering machine for Frank Marshall, Head of Talent and Development. Please leave a message, and I'll get back to you.
Hey, Frank. This is Jay.
Potty.
Yeah, we've just had a meeting there with your assistant, Karen, about pitching our new series, Signs of Unfathomable Horror, and she mentioned something about a potential development deal.
Yeah, the vibes we were getting from Karen was really positive, so we just thought we'd give you a call. She gave us your number. We'll get a meeting together, and yeah, maybe like just talk it out. You know, we're really excited about you. You know, we've watched all your stuff, man. You know, but hey, I won't get too far ahead. You know what?
So you have our number. Please do give us a call. Bye.
Message to.
Hey, Frank. It's Patty
and Jay.
We're just wondering when you're gonna get back to us. We left that first voicemail a while ago, and it's just because we spent a lot of money to like get out here. So we're just kind of wondering when you're gonna get back.
Yeah, we're crashing at a motel right now, so we don't actually have that much time left. But you know, if you could just give us a call back whenever you can, we are completely free. Yeah, we have cleared up our schedule just for you.
So yeah, again, super excited. Just anytime. It's Patty, by the way.
And Jay.
Message 3.
Hey, Frank. It's Jay. It's been a while now since we got in touch, and we actually haven't heard a response.
Yeah, you didn't even leave us like a text or an email. When we were speaking to Karen, she seemed pretty assertive that you would get back to us. Started thinking that maybe Karen was wrong, but hey. Like I said, we're totally free all the time, so if you wanted to get back to us, that would kind of be like the, you know, the nice thing to do.
Well, I'm not calling you a prick or nothing.
No, but it would be, like, polite for you to just email us or something.
Yeah, so sorry for hassling you. It's just, it's frustrating when someone goes back on their word. But, so you give us a call or don't. That's entirely up to you. Either way, this will be the last you hear from us. Make of that what you will. Useless fuck.
From Tots Toys, it's
Baby Brittany!
Baby Brittany's the 21st century chick with all the bells and whistles.
Oh, check out her makeup kit
and her handbag. She's so beautiful.
Baby Brittany's realistic anatomy means she has to go to the toilet as regular as clockwork.
Ew, Baby Brittany, that's gross.
Time for a diaper change.
Go through the motions as you relive her first everythings, like her first bath.
Let's get that hair nice and shiny.
Her first steps.
Mommy, look, she's walking all by herself.
Oh my God, honey, get the gun.
And her first words.
I was born the wrong gender.
No, you weren't, Baby Brittany. Now watch her grow as she genetically ages to keep up with your tiny one.
What do you want to do after we finish our homework, Baby Brittany?
Let's get some older boys to buy us some cigarettes.
In times of need. Confide in Baby Brittany. Even if you haven't got anyone, you've always got her.
Baby Brittany, there's something that's been on my mind for ages.
What is it? You know I'm always here for you.
Well, there's someone at school I like, but she's also a girl. I'm so confused.
It doesn't matter who loves who. It doesn't change who you are on the inside.
You're still Baby Brittany's buddy, and the world will accept you no matter what.
Baby Brittany has now been recalled. Please post all models back to Tots Toys Corporation, 1690 Samlet Street, Moscow, or incinerate at your nearest convenience.
Ah, another Monday morning. Time for another week at work. It's a tough job, but someone's gotta do it. Yep, the old number two route. No one like the back of my hand. Same route I've taken for 30 years. Just another day at the office for me. No card, I'm afraid. Cash only.
What?
Sorry, don't do change either. Company policy.
Fuck off, dickhead.
Ah, what a lovely lady. Some things never change. You gotta be thick-skinned to be us bus drivers. Yep, 30 years of this job, nothing I'd rather be. Oh, is that your wee one on the back there? She's just thrown up in my jacket. Haha, no bother. I'll wash it when I get in the night. Reminds me a lot of my wee ones too. Well, they're not that wee anymore. Not that I get to see them, that is. Not like they'd want to see me after what the missus said about yours truly. Well, the ex-missus, I suppose. Don't worry, 20-minute FaceTime at Christmas is all I need. Ah, Tuesday. Monday's in the rearview mirror. It's a tough job, but someone's gonna do it. Breakfast in the bus. Life doesn't get any easier. Oh, hello, miss. Did you bring the right change this time?
Piss off, wanker.
Ah, no bother. We'll try again tomorrow.
It's the people that really makes this job. Oh, is that your pup? Reminds me of my one I got at home.
Well, he's not a pup anymore. He's actually the only friend I've left in the world, my wee Buster.
Oh, I guess I have no friends left in the world. Should have taken him to the vet when I had the chance. But you know what us bus drivers are like? All work and no play for this fella.
Wednesday, halfway through. Just another day on the job. Same route, same people for the last 30 years. It's a tough job, but someone's got to do it. If you're not laughing, you're crying. And that's what my old man said to me. You work a job and you see it through. You roll up your sleeves and you work at it, day in, day out. A hello, miss. You have the change. Fantastic. Sorry to say that the price has gone up, though. Sorry, company policy. I guess she was upset. Ach, well, you can't blame her. Guess that'll be coming out of my wages. Who's got two thumbs and won't have heating this weekend? This fella. Oh dear, what a day. Still, can't complain. Lots of folk have it worse off than yours truly. Yep, that's what I tell myself every day for the last 30 years. You just have to grin and bear it. Oh, probably should get right at moving Buster. Well, with all these flies around. Maybe they'll be my mates now. Good morning, world. It's Thursday, just like every other Thursday. Another day of loyal service to the community. It's a tough job, but someone's gonna do it. The world needs bus drivers, I'll tell you. You never want to be one growing up. I wanted to be a pilot, but that's the card life deals you sometimes. And I was never great at poker. No ambition. Not really anywhere else to go where I'm from. Right round the number two route. Just another beautiful day. Oh, a flat tire. Guess that's me off the road for the foreseeable. Sorry, folks. Route's closed today.
Go fuck yourself.
Yep, that's the response. Can't blame him. Still, a steady job is a steady job. That's what my old man said to me. You keep your head down, you work hard, and you're rewarded in the end. Oh, involuntary redundancy. Well, guess that's out the window then. Train my replacement?
Of course! Not to worry. I'm sure there's plenty of work for a 59-year-old with no discernible life skills or qualifications.
Yep, life closes a door and it opens a window. Speaking of opening a window,
phew, Buster, did you let one off?
I'm just ripping you, big man. I could have really used it today, chum. I could have really used you.
Is there anything better than the sound of a dog's paws pattering on the floor towards you at the end of a hard day?
Or the kiss of a wife who loves you.
Good night, honey.
Or your wee ones showing you the picture they drew at school.
Daddy! Daddy!
Well, that's what memories are for, I suppose. Not a lot of them now, what with the early onset dementia.
At least I think that's what the doctor told me. See you tomorrow, Buster.
Friday! The first Friday for the rest of my life. One last go at the number two. Time to show the Ricky some new tricks. You ever driven a bus this size, buddy? I'll tell you, it's a tough job, but someone's got to do it. Thankfully, not me anymore. It'll take a lot of hard work, I'll tell you. Lots of missed sports days, football matches, ballet recitals, birthdays, weddings, the birth of your kids, watching them grow up, and at the end of it, they'll just end up replacing you like one of them tires. Here's a wee shortcut I find. You just aim for the bridge here and you speed up. You just fucking speed up.
Ever tried it before? Guess the blood going. You know what I wanted to be when I was growing up? A pilot. A pilot who flew around the world. But this is the next best thing, I guess. Just for once, I get to be what I want to do. Be a pilot. What a life that would have been. Sure, it would have been a tough job. But at least I got to do it.
You have one new message.
Hey Frank, it's Paddy again. Listen, it's been a while since we left you the first voicemail. This me and Jerry are just having a couple of beers at the motel. Owner says we don't have much long left to stay. If you want to give me a ring or something, just because we're a bit pissed off that you haven't got back to us. Not even a text or an email. And I know, you know, it's Hollywood. Big show business, you know, time is money.
Hey, Frank. Oh, sorry, just ignore Paddy there. He's had a bit too much to drink. I wanted to say sorry about the last time I spoke with you. I was a bit out of order. You know, I know you're such a busy man. You have so much going on. I'm sure whatever it is you have lined up for us, we just can't wait to be a part of it and also work with you. So do get in touch. You know, take your time. Just not so much time. Yeah, that will be. Paddy?
Where's the toilet?
Okay, right, I gotta go here. Paddy's had a bit too much to drink. Okay, Paddy, no, put down the bleach!
Houston, this is Captain Floyd Nebulon. Our mission is complete. Satellite 7 lives to see another day. Until the next meteor shower, that is. But for now, we're coming home. Have 3 cold ones waiting for us. Over.
You earned it, Commander. Now bring you and your boys back home safe and sound. Over and out.
God, it sure is beautiful, ain't it, Bo?
You got that right. It makes you feel so insignificant.
You know, I finally get what Bowie meant when he asked, is there life on Mars?
Guys, I don't feel too good.
Quiet, Felix. How can you be sick at a time like this? The entire galaxy is right in front of us. You haven't stopped complaining since we left orbit.
I know. I'm sorry. I just get carsick a lot.
For the last time, Felix, you can't be carsick. This is a rocket ship.
Now take a look over there, Commander. Saturn's rings. You hear about them your whole life, but seeing them up close personal like it just don't even come close.
Beautiful. And hey, look out your window. Is there anything more mesmerizing than the moon's craters?
And that brings us to home.
Just think, Bo. Every man, woman, and child that has ever lived is right in front of us. Everything ever made by hand and machine. From dinosaurs to coffee makers. We're looking down on them all.
Absolutely breathtaking, ain't it, Commander? How the blue becomes green.
Beautiful.
The wispy clouds littered in sequins.
Spectacular.
How flat it is.
Well, it's enough to bring a tear to a grown man's... What?
What?
What you said just now.
How the blue becomes green?
No. How flat it is.
Well, yeah. How perfect balance can be achieved is one of the true wonders of...
How can you be serious? Are we both looking at the same Earth?
Well, what are you talking about? Of course... Oh, wait. I know. Don't let these spherical helmets fool you.
Bo, listen to me very carefully. You are a NASA commander. You are in space on a mission. How can you, for one second, believe that the planet you are from, the planet you can see with your own two eyes, is flat?
Well, see, there's this ice wall, right?
Oh my God.
And it runs the length of the entire flat disk so it don't fall off.
Can one of you guys pass me a sick bag?
We don't have sick bags, Felix.
Can you check the glove compartment?
Glove compartment? We're not in a car. This is a rocket ship. I already told you. Rocket ships don't have...
There you go, Felix.
Thanks, Bo.
Turn in Joule thrusters for re-entry. Commander, can you set the coordinates for...
So gravity's a myth then, huh?
Come on, Floyd. You don't actually believe in gravity, do you?
I went to MIT. Of course I believe in gravity!
Well, I suppose if I have to indulge in this pathetic argument...
You went to MIT!
Explain to me why all rivers flow downhill.
What?!
On a spherical planet just means away from the core. So as the Earth, wait for it, rotates, then the rivers would have to flow up and down.
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Well, that's all right, Commander. It might be hard to take in at first, but the sooner you know the truth, the more liberated you'll become.
It's just...
Hey, guys! My portable dehumidifier just ran out of battery. If I give it to you, can you put it in the cigarette lighter?
Felix! If you keep going on about this one more time, I swear to God, I will...
There's Bo.
Sorry.
This was meant to be it. My big moment, commanding a shuttle, and here I am, stuck with a flat earther, and an idiot who thinks this is a fucking car. Oh, hell, maybe it is. I don't know what to believe anymore.
Guys, I really think we should start getting ready for re-entry now.
Floyd, look at the Earth. Now, I mean, really, look at it. Squint your eyes just a little. Ignore your inhibition. Ignore your training. Heck, I know I sure did. And tell me, what does it look like to you?
Flat.
There you go. Now you've led one hell of a mission here, Commander. And when we get home, we can be the ones to finally let the world know once and for all how it really is.
Getting really hot back here.
My God, you were right all along. It is flat.
Guys, I really don't want to be that guy again, but it's really hot back here. I'm sorry for complaining. I've just ruined the whole trip. I'm just going to open the window and let some air in. Is that okay?
Bo, when we get back to Earth, we're going to change everything. I swear it. You and me, we're going to open people's eyes for the first time, and the world will never be the same. If my name isn't Captain Floyd T. Nebula. Wait, what did he say by the window?
Don't worry, guys. I got it.
You've been listening to Sounds of Unfathomable Horror, Volume 1. Written and produced by Jamie Jilton and Patrick Adair. Featuring Fergus Lawther, Danny Boyle, and MVG.